We are talking tourism on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined in studio by the executive director of the Calaveras County Visitors Bureau, Martin Hubberty, as well as the president and CEO of Visit Tuolumne County, Lisa Mayo. Lisa Mayo, I'll start first with you during the second segment, and we are now well into the year 2020. You know, are there some goals and priorities that you have for the Bureau kind of looking ahead?
Yes, there is a lot of things that we want to do this year. And we are just coming off of California Restaurant Month, where we participated and had Tuolumne County Restaurant Week, and it was very successful. And so we are looking at planning that again for actually January of 2021. I can't believe I'm saying that. But we also have this month coming up an agritourism summit. We want to kind of start talking more about agritourism. We have that going on in Tuolumne County, but we want to see if we can do something that's more organized, something that is easier for visitors to understand and buy into when they're here. A lot of people like to visit farms. They like to see how the food is made and kind of have more of a hands-on experience. So we'll be having an agritourism summit on February 20th, and it's just $20 to attend. And Covers is doing a breakfast, and we have another, we have a great lunch coming, a farm-to-fork lunch. But we're going to have a lot of great speakers. One of the challenges, I think, for agritourism sometimes is understanding the liability. And so we're going to have someone come and speak about the insurance if you have agritourism. And then also we're going to have Quincy Yaley with the Tuolumne County Community Development Department there talking about regulations and permitting and kind of getting some of those tougher questions answered. But also we want it to be a time when people can network and maybe get ideas off each other. And looking further ahead, there are definitely some new things that we want to do. We want to have an art week, and we're looking at doing something like that in the fall. And we are also looking to have a brand ambassador. So that would be somebody that's kind of not in our area, but possibly located somewhere like the Bay Area, that is a Visit Tuolumne County ambassador out there attending different events on our behalf and promoting Tuolumne County on a more regular basis in the Bay Area.
Very good. And Martin Hubberty, how about for Calaveras County looking ahead? Are there some goals and priorities you've identified?
Where I first met Lisa was down at the DMA conference, which is for destination marketing organizations down in Pismo Beach. And I found it very interesting that a lot of the tourist organizations were looking at their infrastructure within their own communities or within their own cities and making them more accessible for visitors. And ultimately, I think my goal for 2020 is to do just that. I think that we need better signage in Calaveras County, directing people. I've had friends when I was in Europe saying, you've got to go to, when you go to California, you definitely have to do Yosemite and then do Highway 4 through the Ebbets Pass and stop in Murphy's. And I, when they returned back to Europe, I said, did you enjoy Murphy's? And they say, well, it was just a gas station and a couple of motels. They never saw the signs to go to the old town. So I think that we do need to improve that. And I know it sounds ridiculous, but I think that in Calaveras County also we need to improve the bathroom situation and make it easier for our visitors to enjoy, the outdoors and being there, but also having the comforts that are necessary in this day and age.
You'd be like looking for additional restrooms and things like that?
Correct, yes.
That is like the biggest question that we get is, where's the restroom?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't find the bathroom. And, especially, when people come up to drink wine and what have you, it's a necessary item.
Mm-hmm. For the two visitors bureaus together, Visit Tuolumne County and the Calaveras County Visitors Bureau, are there ways that you could see the two sides kind of working together? I'll start with Lisa Mayo.
Oh, yes. There's a lot that we can do together and that we will be doing together. And as you heard, Martin has this incredible background with the film industry. And that's something that we have been working on in Tuolumne County, is trying to bring back, filming in Tuolumne County. That's probably one of the biggest questions we get from our local residents is where, whatever happened to having movies and things like that here. So with Martin being on board, that was a real obvious partnership. And so we actually have started working together on a film familiarization trip to bring up 3 to 4 scouts, location scouts, and show them the two areas where we would both counties would host these folks and show them some of the very, you know, the various locations in the county that are unique. But we both have amazing assets that the other doesn't. And so it just makes nothing but sense for us to work together on that. And Martin probably has more to say about
I was just going to say also that I think people should know that historically we've worked together, and everybody on Highway 49 has worked together. There's the Gold Country Visitors Association, which Lisa Mayo heads up, and it's a great organization. And we meet on a monthly basis, and it's all the counties from Sierra all the way down to Madera who join forces to share information and also to share promoting the whole Gold Country region to the Highway 49 region. There is a lot that we share, and being so close, I mean, there isn't a day that we aren't in the Visitors Bureau in Calaveras County that we aren't telling people to go to Columbia, to go to Sonora, to go to do the Highway 4, the 108, do the loop. I think we're attached at the hip, and I would always say that a rising tide raises all boats. So I mean, we're all in it to help each other and support each other.
And Martin Huberty, looking at the potential for filming in Calaveras County, what are kind of your observations?
Well, I think that film companies are looking for places where they can go where they're going to find a film-friendly environment. I always love using the statistic. Unfortunately, we just had one more stoplight put in Angels Camp, but we used to have 3 stoplights within 1,000 square miles. And, the idea that you have this untouched land that you can use so that there are no telephone wires or visual obstructions if you're doing a period piece. Both of our counties could double for Tuscany. In the past, they've even shot for Connecticut in Calaveras County. So there's a lot of opportunity. I'd like to look at the locations that haven't been seen before. I mean, obviously, we know about Little House on the Prairie and the schools and the courthouse that they used and what have you, but there's still so many unbelievable structures that would be amazing to film. And again, having the flexibility and being in an area that's unencumbered by people and overbuilding, it's a filmmaker's dream.
Think there's potential for feature films or more commercials? What type of things would you see?
Both. And then the location managers that we're bringing up, we're going to bring a couple of commercial, that do primarily commercials. Commercials are very fast and they bring in a lot of money. The feature films, on the other hand, you're looking at having them in your county for 6 months. I mean, by the time they start to scout, to setting up the production offices, to actually filming, it could be as long as 6 months. So that's a huge revenue to come into the – and, for example, Fried Green Tomatoes, we went to a town called Juliet, Georgia, which was completely derelict, and there was one little old lady who lived in the town, and that was it. And we redid the town for the film. We made the Whistle Stop Cafe, and every day since 1991, that cafe has been open, and tour buses have stopped in that town of Juliet, and it's thriving. And people love. I loved it. I loved going to Railtown. I had no idea. Well, I had some friends who were jokingly say, "Oh, you've moved to Hooterville," and I had no idea that Petticoat Junction filmed it, and the water tank is still there. I mean, how brilliant is that? It was, yeah. So yeah, I think there's a lot of potential, and we just need to harness it and let people know. And the California. California lost a lot of the filming because of the tax situation and because of the cost of making films in California. And some changes are being made now so that it's going to be much more affordable. And I think that we'll see a lot of production coming back to California.
Need to take one more break. We're talking about tourism on this weekend's Motherlode Views, joined in studio this weekend by Martin Huberty, who is the new executive director of the Calaveras County Visitors Bureau, as well as Lisa Mayo, who is the president and CEO of Visit Tuolumne County. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment coming up in just a minute.